You guys ever think like aliens are just humans from the future and UFOs are just time machines? You ever think about
I've never thought that.
I do now.
Right now.
Anyways, you guys want to start this podcast though?
Sure, we can do it. We can start it right now. Hi, dads.
Hi, dads.
This is Cade. Sean, Aaron, and guest appearance by
Ben.
Hey, everybody.
How's it going?
What's going on?
Excuse me, sir. That was not your intro to start talking yet.
Oh, sorry. Sorry.
We told you he's a real person.
Jeez.
He's real. He's not just a figment of our imagination.
Live and in the flesh.
Tonight we're going to be talking about the mojito. We are three dads and a Ben, and
we don't know what he is.
Definitely not a dad.
I don't think Ben's a dad that anyone knows of.
He looks pregnant.
We like to make cocktails and talk about cocktails, and this is our podcast where we make cocktails and talk about cocktails. We're not bartenders or professional, like anything to do with the drinks industry. But yeah, we're just kind of spread out all over the place, and tonight we're all together virtually, remotely, and we're talking about the mojito.
We're not in the alcohol business yet.
Yes,
say Cade, because those sponsorships are gonna start rolling in.
Starting now.
Gosh, I wish it was that easy.
Wow.
So you guys say that. Have any of you worked in the service industry, like as waiters or bartenders or anything ever? I know you guys say you have no connection, but I'm curious.
I worked in back of house.
Did you? Where'd you work at back of house?
At a pizza restaurant.
Pizza
Man. Yeah, my friend's dad owned it. And so there were a few like Friday nights and weekends where I helped out there. Cleaning dishes and making salads and stuff.
This son of a gun has never made a pizza for any of us that I can recall.
He used to make me Totino's.
I didn't say that I made pizza, did I?
You didn't.
I said I washed dishes and made salad.
You've never
He's also never washed dishes.
I've never made a salad since. that was over 20 years ago.
All right, moving on.
Wait, Ben, have you worked in a restaurant industry or anything like that?
Yeah, I worked after college, the Great Recession of 2008, when we moved to the South Carolina region at the Bubba Gump Shrimp Company.
Bubba Gump?
Hey, Bubba Gump. Yeah, we used
suspenders?
To... I can't remember. That's a good question. I had to wear a hat.
Were you Bubba or were you Forrest?
Definitely Ginny.
Did you have to memorize all the different kinds of shrimp?
Oh, he was the music talent. Just sat on stage naked and played the guitar.
I always wondered why he liked Speedos so much now.
They had to burn that bar stool every night.
They didn't have to. They chose to. It was there.
I love that.
Mm-hmm.
The health inspector said they had to.
Did you ever mix a drink or make a cocktail at your tenure at Bubba Gump?
Not for customers. I mean, I poured like sodas.
Wow.
Ben's doing shrimp shooters in the back.
Delicious. No, we did have to memorize a whole bunch of Forrest Gump trivia, though. That was like part of the gig, is like customers could ask you any question and you'd answer it.
I want Ben to quiz us on this. Why don't we do this? Let's go ahead and give the mojito ingredients to people so that they can get a drink together while Ben quizzes everybody on Forrest Gump trivia.
I love it.
Great idea. What are the ingredients of a mojito, Sean?
All right, so mojito obviously is a rum drink, our first rum drink of the pod at Ben's request. So you need a silver rum traditionally. But I mean, once you're into it, you can go ahead and mix it up however you want, whichever rum. You need rum. You need limes for fresh lime juice. You need a lot of mint. You need a simple syrup or sugar. Traditionally, it's like cane sugar or a cane sugar syrup type thing. And soda water, some type of soda water, club soda. I'm using Perrier tonight. My derriere likes that Perrier.
What is he talking about?
That is everything.
Ice, and lots of ice.
Ice, you'll need ice.
What kind of glass is this served in?
I'm using a highball glass.
I am as well. A Collins glass or a highball glass.
Yeah. Yeah. But whatever your quantities are, you can adjust as you see fit.
Let's get one of these drinks in Ben's belly real quick.
Let's do that. I need to make one too.
Yum. I'm ready.
You ready to make this drink, my man?
I'm so ready. I'm thirsty.
So, Ben, have you ever had a mojito?
I have had a mojito, yes. Yes.
Okay. All right. Have you ever made a mojito?
I've never made one. Never made one. It's been a long time since I've even had one, so I'm excited.
Nice. Nice. So, first thing we're going to want to do is get us like a half ounce of lime juice going in a cup here. I don't know if you have, do you have your juice already squeezed or do you need to squeeze limes or what do you got? What's your situation?
Hey Ben, did you pick up any of the ingredients that we just mentioned?
I have all of the ingredients. I'm prepared for this. Admittedly, I was a bit late here because I had to stop at the local store to get them, but I've got them.
Nice.
Yeah. What kind of, I've got fresh limes. I have not squeezed them yet, so I'll do some squeezing.
So the juice of about one lime, I said a half ounce, I meant 1 ounce of lime juice. That's about a lime, I would say.
Mm-hmm. If you do a full lime, I think you're good.
Yeah.
Especially, you're probably hand squeezing.
Correct. Yeah. Just full lime squeeze.
Yep. Okay.
Get that in the, I shake my cocktail. I guess that's a thing too. We don't know if you're in a shake or stir yet, but I got mine going in the shaker. Bunch of mint leaves down in the bottom with the lime juice. And then I'm going to do like a half ounce. That seems like too much. You know what?
No, half ounce is about right. Half
ounce of simple syrup.
Yeah. Okay.
So I think the cocktail calls for just sugar and with the club soda. So I Googled like what the conversion is because it says 2 teaspoons of sugar or something like that. So that's like about a half ounce of simple syrup. According to the old Google.
I might go real sugar on that. I bought the simple syrup, but now that you're saying that you can put just straight up sugar in there, that sounds delicious.
I think the IBA, the International Beverage Association recipe, calls for just using cane sugar. But yeah, you can use regular sugar, be fine.
So I made a simple syrup with like the turbinado sugar that I had some extra of that to use. So it's dark brown. It's really cool.
Yeah, I've got a Demerara simple syrup that I made that I'm using. The thing that with using real sugar is getting it to dissolve, you know, but it does help with muddling. Like you could just drop the sugar and mint leaves in there and muddle that, and the sugar will kind of grind into the mint leaves and help release the oils. And then you add some of your liquids and you'll need to stir a lot more to try to get the sugar to dissolve into there.
Yeah.
So it's just a little more work, but you know, if you're trying to show off or something, you know, go ahead.
Or just shake it for extra long. I mean, you could do a dry shake with the sugar in there. So I don't know if Ben's keeping up or if he just wants me to list out how to make it right now. But what I've got in my glass is mint leaves, 2 ounces of rum. I think the international, the thing Cade was talking about, IBU, whatever it is, I think they say
IBU.
An ounce and a half. But, you know, I'm on old-fashioned ratios here. We're going to go 2 ounces of white rum.
What kind of white rum are you using?
Oh, good question. At the recommendation of my best friend, Sean, I got plantation artisanal rum.
Ooh. I think it goes by Plantation 3-Star.
3-Star. Jamaica, yeah. Barbados, Trinidad.
Yes, those are the 3 stars. I've got the same, and I also had in my liquor cabinet some Havana Club. Ooh. So I've been using that as well to try to clear out a bottle out of my liquor cabinet.
What do you have, Ben?
I bought Diplomatico. White sipping rum, it said. I haven't sipped it yet. Oh, you know what? I'm gonna do a little sippy while we're doing
this. Is that a such thing?
Yeah, do a new bottle shot.
Unaged sipping rum.
That's actually quite tasty. I think I'm a little turned off of white rum typically from our summer of Seafarer that we had when we drank Seafarer. White rum.
Buddy, I got in my notes to bring up the summer of Seafarer.
Oh, good.
Teaser.
So I had been turned off of that, but this is quite nice. It's a little sweet. I think it's from, I don't even know.
Yeah, where are we at in this recipe right now?
So all I got to do is add ice and shake mine. So we got.
Okay, any mint muddle? You don't do any muddle?
No, there? Because I use a big ice chunk and it muddles all the mint in. And then I'll slap I slap it before I put it in. And then I'll slap the garnish mint for my nose tickling.
Okay, so. No, I mean, that makes sense. But, you know, I think you got to do some mint muddle.
Nah, when if you shake it, like the mint is ripped to shreds, it's muddled as much as it can be after I shake it.
I told you it makes sense, but I think for the tradition, you still got to do it.
Do you tear it before you put it in?
The traditional way would be where you add the mint,
the sugar. You need the sugar,
lime, and the sugar element. Then you muddle all that together. Then you add your rum, ice, and club soda to top it.
Yeah.
But if you go with a shaken recipe, that will probably muddle it in the process.
Yeah.
So all right, we'll give Ben a few minutes to squeeze 7 limes.
Plus, mine's going to be loud, so we should probably do a cut.
We'll do a little cut right here.
All right, man. Here we go. Shake it a shake. Do you want the audio or the? Oh man, it's spilling out everywhere. Shit.
Yeah. Oh, we're back.
And we're back.
Back, baby. So, Ben, when you shook your drink, how'd it go?
It got a little bit everywhere. I don't have a proper shaker. I was just using a Yeti cup, and you know they have a little hole in the lid, and so it kind of got everywhere. But so that's the color that I bring to this today is the average Joe cocktail maker. Who find some greens in your yard, you throw it in there, might be mint, might not be. You find some.
Ben's like, this cocktail's disgusting. Ben, like, how much mint did you put in it? None. I put a handful of. So I had growing in the front yard.
I ain't got no sugar, but I got gummy bears. And I muddled my gummy bears in real nice.
Gummy bears and grass.
All right, I am ready to taste this guy though. I am thirsty.
Oh yeah, taste it up.
Is it supposed to look really murky? Or sure. Like depending on how you muddle it.
Yeah, you might have over muddled. It's all right.
The lime juice will make it cloudy.
Yeah.
I'll be honest, that is heavenly.
Nice.
Love it.
That's really good. I don't think I added enough. I'm going to say I didn't add enough sugar, but I actually kind of like it. I'm not a huge sweet guy.
Well, here's the thing. You have some simple syrup there. So a lot of people recommend to new cocktail makers start low with the sugar, because you can just add a little more in until you find where you like it.
That is a good technique for sure. That's kind of probably one of the nice parts of cocktails is you can ever evolve it as you're drinking it if you wanted to.
That's true.
Like a food, once it's cooked, you can't, you know, you could add some sauce, but you can't be like, wow, this isn't sweet enough. Let me dump some sugar in here. I guess you can, but it's a bad example. Never mind. I take that back. Perfect.
So Ben, I'm curious about the mojito and where it came from. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, I would love to tell you some history on this. Basically, it's unknown, right? So like a lot of cocktails that I've been listening to on your podcast, you're like, I don't know, some guy thinks this happened, or maybe this guy invented it, or it's because of that. What I can tell you, some facts, it looks like it came from Cuba. Because, of course, they have a lot of white rum, which has a really cool name, but I can't remember it right now. So I could Google it, but it was like it wasn't the water of life, but it's something similar. Basically, really, it translates to really spicy cane sugar alcohol. Is nice. Basically what it is. Yeah. So they had that stuff, white rum, essentially. Sir Drake was going down there with his sailors.
Francis?
Sir Francis Drake. That's right. Yeah, I think so. So he's going to Cuba.
He's a Raptors exploring. Fan, right?
A Raptors fan? Like Drake. The basketball team?
Yeah. I always see him courtside.
Oh, I didn't know that. Where are the Raptors? Toronto? Is Drake from Canada?
I guess so.
Yeah, he's Canadian. He was on Degrassi.
I thought he was from like Hawaii or something.
We can't talk about
no, him that's too much, Obama, though. Ben. Or you we'll
Sir Francis Drake.
The Raptors fan.
The Raptors fan. Yeah, exactly. So he lands in Havana. He thinks it's full of gold. He's going to steal from them. I think you guys have talked about, maybe it was the Gimlet episode, that sailors were getting scurvy. And so they were getting sick and they were like, hey, these Cuban people have all kinds of natural remedies for sickness. Let's grab some of this stuff and let's test it out. Thinking maybe mint or the limes would help. And of course, we know limes do help. They've got the vitamin C, so they helped with scurvy. But because, again, they had this basically fiery alcohol, white rum, and it might not have tasted good. And actually, I found it. Here we go. Aguardiente de cana. And I'm probably mispronouncing that. That sounds like agua diarrhea de cana, but it's definitely not. Aguardiente. Sean, you speak Spanish. What is that? Aguardiente.
The de cana, I'm assuming, is going to be like cane sugar.
Of the cane.
Yeah, fire water of the sugar
cane. Aguardiente, I'm pretty sure, is some also like derivative of sugar. Aguilar, is that sugar? Ask your wife. I took a Spanish classes 18 years ago.
Well, she studied abroad, I guess, but she has forgotten everything. Yeah. Spanish related.
Weren't you guys like living in Spain for a few weeks recently?
We were there for a week or two as we transversed out of war.
Aren't you moving back there in a month and a half?
War, you say?
To Spain, but not. Yeah, you guys know the story, of course. But
they speak Spanish there.
Yeah, they speak Spanish in Spain. I heard.
They speak Mexican there. Actually, a lot of people are thrown off by it. Wow.
your United States is showing.
No, they actually, they a lot of people don't know this, but the Spaniards created the Spanish language. So, yeah, fun fact.
España.
So, Sir Francis Drake, did he basically coin it, or was it, where was it first in print?
That is a great question, and I don't know the answer to that.
Daily
Ben's
Mail.
Like, that is a great question. Let me counter you with this question about Forrest Gump.
I was about to go.
If I can answer yours, answer me these questions three, I'll answer yours. I don't know, I guess. So there is a place called La Bodeguita del Maido that's in Havana, and they claim to be the cocktail's birthplace. Ernest Hemingway also really liked their mojito. I think back in Ernest Hemingway's day, you could go to Cuba to hang out. You know, nowadays, oh, yeah. I think you can now, but
you could go anywhere back then.
Yeah, that must have been sweet, right? You just go to some place. You're not really worried about it as much.
Isn't that how you live your entire life? You lived over Europe for a year and a half.
But I had to
dropped everything. And moved away. What are you talking about?
Yeah, but the red tape I had to go through, I'm married to a Ukrainian, but I still had to go to like the embassy in Washington, D.C. And then when I got there, I had to fill out all these forms. It was a whole thing. If you want to go somewhere, you gotta do a lot of red tape. There's a lot of work that goes into it. If you want to go to Cuba, I guarantee you probably need some kind of visa. You got to go apply. I don't know. So, I'm just saying.
Yeah, but nobody's going to Cuba for 2 years. Come on.
Says you. I bet it's lovely down there.
Oh, sure. I'm just saying.
Yeah, Aaron. How dare you talk so bad about Cuba?
Oh, I bet Cuba's awesome. They got all those homemade cars.
Too late. Can't backtrack now.
No, I'm being serious.
Cade, what are you there, buddy?
So I'm just reading a little bit. So just to give the listeners a little bit of some facts. Man. The first known recipe for the mojito appears under the name Mojo Criollo in the 1927 El Arte de Hacer un Cóctel y Algo Más. Written in Spanish, it was published in Cuba by the brewing company Cervecera Internacional. But so that was the original cocktail in print of that mojito as we know. But of course, its origins are from Sir Francis Drake. And it was originally called the Drac. And that's where they kind of picked it up. And they said a lot of it actually got kind of fine-tuned on the boats, not actually in Cuba, but on the boats and things like that. So,
you know, Cade, I read that some people think that African slaves working in the Cuban fields invented the cocktail. And they're the ones that gave it the name mojito from the word mojo or mojo, which means to cast a spell. I think in Spanish it means like to moisten or something like that, though.
Well, you might say the history is a little bit muddled.
But that would be on brand for, you know, some pirate to come in and drink this delicious drink that a slave made and be like, nah, I invented it. And
pirates aren't good people, Cade.
We're talking about pirates.
There was an author, his name was Ramon de Paula, and he wrote, every day at 11 o'clock, I consume a little Drake made from aguardiente, and I am doing very well, meaning he's not getting scurvy. So it was supposedly used to stave off scurvy, much like the gimlet.
But yeah, I will say I'm not getting scurvy today.
Absolutely not.
I don't know how long all this lime juice works, like if it wears off after a couple days or a week or whatever, but I've got a lot of lime juice in me right now. And
you're limey?
Not getting any scurvy, bud.
Well, I think that was a pretty good history. I think, yeah.
Well done, Ben.
I feel like I know more about the mojito. Well done, Ben. Thank you.
Yeah, you're quite Ben, welcome.
I'm dead serious. You better quiz me about Forrest Gump right now.
Before we do some quizzing, let's take a little break for the listener, and we'll be back in just a few minutes.
All righty.
Bye.
And we're back.
Welcome back.
Wow.
All right. So we've learned about the history, what's in a mojito, all that fun stuff. I want to get some Bubba Gump history. I want to get some.
Oh, yeah.
Quizzes.
Forrest Gump quiz.
Forrest Gump.
Oh, man. All right. So, like, basically, you know, customers would quiz us or we could quiz them if they preferred. Like, I don't remember a lot of it, I'll be honest. I've drank too many cocktails or other drinks and lost some of those brain cells. But this one's pretty straightforward. How many Dr. Peppers did Forrest Gump drink when he was at the White House visiting Kennedy?
23.
7.
I think it was like 17.
15.
Aaron's right. Yeah, 15. 23, that's the amount of flavors that Dr. Pepper has, I think. A lot of people answer that. So they'd be like, oh, there's 23. But 15, yeah, I must have
drank like 15 Dr.
Peppers. Uh-huh. That was it.
Very, yeah. Very famous line from
wow. That movie. I'm impressed, Aaron.
Yeah, you know your stuff, man. Are you looking for a job? Bubblegum's hiring out here.
50 dollars signing bonus.
Whoop, 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 whoop. And they will pay you minimum wage. All right, so of course everybody knows Forrest Gump and Captain Dan bought a shrimpin' boat. What was the name of the shrimpin' boat?
Ginny 2.
Yeah.
Or which one? No, was it Ginny 1 and then Ginny 2 after the hurricane?
Yep. Yeah. Well, no, he survived the hurricane. That's why. That's why they made so many shrimps. All the other boats died, but they made it. So no, it's just the Ginny.
Point.
The good old Ginny.
And they expanded. They had more Ginnies.
They did. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Here's a kind of a fun fact. This isn't really a trivia question, but next time you watch the movie, their boat drives into the dock, and then like Lieutenant Dan and Forrest Gump are looking at it like that wasn't supposed to happen. It really wasn't supposed to happen. The boat was like on a rig and it accidentally ran into the dock. So the actors didn't know that it was going to happen and their surprise is real.
I didn't know that bit. I did know that it was kind of like a continuity error though, because the boat's going in a different direction.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'll do one more and then we'll move on. We don't need to do trivia all night. I'm sure you guys would love it. But how far did Forrest Gump run when he crossed America running?
Ooh.
That's a good one.
Alternatively, if you don't know that, how many times did he run back and forth? You could just answer.
It was three, right?
Oh, shoot. 5,400 miles.
That's how far it would be across the U.S. once, I think, Cade.
I'm not a geographist.
call Big Sean. He'll know. A little over 15,000 miles.
Whoa.
Wow.
Yeah, five times, you know, because he went like up and down and left and right and all over. Wow. Yeah, it was like over 3 years that he ran. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're not a real person, so it's not that impressive, but.
In some scenes, if you look closely, you can see that Forrest Gump is actually famous actor Tom Hanks.
Oh, yes.
He was in disguise the whole time he filmed that movie.
That's incredible. He does uncannily look like him.
Have you guys been to Savannah? You know, a lot of it was filmed there, and they have the bench scene there.
Oh,
I have not been there.
Well, there you go. Next time you're in Savannah, Georgia, come check out the bench. There you
go. That's awesome.
Y'all are like, no, we've never been there. And Ben's like, there you go.
There you go.
There you have it.
So I've had a mojito. We've all had mojitos now. I'm not super impressed by like the complexity of it. And are there some good riffs we can do on a mojito?
Good question.
Well, I muddled some blueberry in my most recent mojito, but my wife has deemed it not as good as the other one I tried earlier.
A direct quote.
Yep. Yep.
We'll cut that in later.
So I saw a couple of different preparation ways where people will muddle the mint and sugar and all in the glass they're drinking it in.
Okay.
And then mix all the ingredients and just do a stir once they add the ice and then top off. So all the muddled mint remains on the bottom and just continually infuses into the drink.
Okay.
I've also seen people shake it, and then when they pour it in, do a strain.
Okay.
So I've seen both ways. I've also seen a handful of people make the mojito without topping it off with soda water.
What are they? They don't put any topping in?
No. They're just making the and then pouring it over ice.
It's like a mint.
I don't know if that has a different name if you don't top it with soda water. I just the people I saw saying to do that were calling it a mojito, but I don't think it's the traditional mojito.
Yeah, it sounds a bit thick.
I think if you're trying to admit, more of a cocktail than the mojito, then that would maybe be like it's maybe more of a daiquiri riff at that point served over ice. I don't know, man.
Interesting.
It still has all the mint.
So Ben, what kind of rum did you use again?
I used Diplomatico.
Oh, yeah.
It's a white rum. It says it's a sipping rum. I did have a sip earlier and it was good. I'm not much of a liquor drinker straight. Neat. I guess that's the fancy term, neat. But it went down smooth. I didn't throw it up. I guess that's a win.
And Sean, you and Aaron are using the Plantation primarily?
Yeah.
Plantation 3-star. And I also used Havana Club.
Gotcha. I'm using a rum Barbancourt 5-star.
Did you say rum or did you say rum?
Rum, actually, yeah, there is an H in there. I don't know anything about rum. Literally, I'm a rum novice. So I looked for the whitest rum.
You're a Rumpelstiltskin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I found a rum that I thought looked good and at a good price point, and it's called Rum with an H, R-H-U-M. And so I read about it, and it apparently is like a French variant of the French islands. Like this one's from Haiti, and it's rum agricole, And so it's just made from the sugarcane juice. It's fermented from sugarcane juice. Doesn't have any additives, colorings, anything like that. And it's supposed to and does have kind of a more like grassy, earthy flavor. And I dig it. I think it's great in a mojito.
That almost sounds more like that original Aguardiente de Cana, like the firewater sugarcane that you're making.
Yeah, it's
what
it's,
proof? What proof is it?
It's proof in the pudding. It's it's 86 proof. It's good.
Nice. Very nice. I would think that the stuff Ben told us about the aguardiente is probably closer in proof to 151.
Yeah, yes. I think so too.
I bet that had a lot to do with it.
I bet back in the day they made it as high test as possible.
Basically just rum moonshine.
Yeah.
Everclear.
So
pretty much.
When we were talking about riffs, we like to add bitters to things. I added a little bit of Angostura and I liked a little bit of the bitter element added to it.
Yeah.
That was nice. Sean, did you do some bittering?
I did some bittering. I did Angostura. I did orange bitters. And I also put some of my, Cade, your favorite brand, El Guapo, some of the strawberry kiss bitters.
Ooh, all three
of
the same?
That's not the correct name. Summerberry is the name.
Close enough.
All three in the same drink?
In the same drink, yeah. Yeah, it was good.
Like it.
I didn't do like 8 dashes of each or anything, you know. I did two dashes of orange and then one of each of the others.
Nice.
Very nice.
Yeah, it was pleasant.
I do think the bitters helped me like the drink a little bit more, honestly. I think maybe that was what it was missing. I was kind of getting tired of drinking them.
Do you need to blow your nose?
Dude, Aaron, you sound like you went to Disney World.
It's so he's got full blown COVID, man.
All right, my bad.
He's got full blown COVID.
We're on the way back.
Aaron, do you want to tell us about you going to Disney World and getting COVID?
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
you summed it up.
It's riddled. It's rife. It is right. So we picked some of that up. It wasn't fun for a couple of days, honestly. Felt kind of slow.
I was going to say, did the whole fam get it or just you?
Yeah, or... yeah. The boy was was fine. He had the vaccine, so he was good. He was exposed, but was never had any symptoms.
That's awesome.
The rest of us were laid up a little bit. My youngest daughter had a fever. And me and my wife were pretty fevery, tired, cough, cold, runny nose, aches.
I know. Can you still smell things?
I never lost my taste? Smell.
That's good.
Yeah, I never lost my smell or
Have
taste.
Have you seen his nose?
Yeah, I got a super nose. Come on.
How many gallons of boogers you keep up there?
Oh, it can hold some boogers. That's a 36 gallon. For sure.
Did your son just walk around the house like the man of the house, like all he was sick, confirmed people?
Yeah, for sure. He wouldn't come in the room with us. He was like, I'm not coming in there. I'm gonna go upstairs and read my book. So he read a lot.
What you raised him right.
What a cool kid.
That is awesome.
Aaron, did you do any variations on your mojito other than you shook yours rather than folded or stirred?
Yeah, I did. I did shake it. I'm lazier with it. So I shook it, which I think is fine. And then I made one with blueberries also. We got some blueberry bushes. And Sean, maybe this is where you went wrong. I fresh picked mine.
These are fresh picked Mobile blueberries.
So, but were they picked like an hour ago? See, I mean, I think
that's that's true. They weren't picked an hour ago.
Sun ripened. Nice.
Only the freshest. So,
they're on Sunday.
So, I thought it was good though. And then I added the bitters to it. I think for real, I think I like that a lot more with bitters in it.
I like it with a little bit of bitters.
You know, I gotta walk this back because I'm not over it. My blueberries are fine.
Nothing wrong with your blueberries.
All right. Keep it to yourself.
And Ben, I'd ask if you did any variations, but I think this was your first mojito that you made. So.
No, I've made a couple now.
Ben's variation is just that the measurements are merely suggestions.
That's exactly, and I'm free pouring everything.
Free pour everything.
So, everyone, this one is a little bit sweeter because last time I said that it wasn't quite sweet, so I wanted a little sweetness. I did this time. I actually shook it without the club soda and then poured the club soda on top. So, so there's some variation here.
Did you really shake the first one with the club soda in there?
Yeah, for sure.
I bet that contributed to you spilling it all over.
Oh, for sure, because it's very gassy.
While you're holding your finger over the hole,
100% it contributed to it. No doubt about it. So this one was a lot cleaner, and it tastes good. It tastes good. I like it. I might do a riff. I don't know. I'm at my parents' house. They don't have a lot of ingredients. So can you put essential oils in a cocktail?
For sure.
Eucalyptus, maybe?
What kind of superpower does it give you? Which essential oils?
This one is eucalyptus. It will
turn you into a koala.
Yeah, I hope it's nothing gross that my dad's using it for. Like, oh, for boils. Dude, that's gross.
You drank my boil juice?
You won't get scurvy or boils.
He's got lavender, peppermint, and eucalyptus. Peppermint could be good, probably, right? Add a little mint.
Yeah.
You should try
mint in a mojito.
next time, I'll try the riff and maybe talk about it next time
We're very close to the way we thought that Ben was going to make a mojito, yeah. Which was to just drop some peppermints into the rum. Like that's the sugar, that's the mint. Saved on the ingredients.
The chalky peppermint specifically is what we said you were going to do.
Ew, like a Tums?
No, the white chalky peppermints, you know, not the polished.
The softies.
Ones.
They don't like
got you, got you. Yeah. Well, you get a fancy restaurant.
Yeah.
We got a bowl full of them on the conference table at work, and I have not touched one. They've been there for like 3 years.
They're still good.
Well, no wonder.
Well, they get refilled. Other people eat them. Other people eat them.
Sure.
There's a
second
donkey.
Some Snickers get dumped into that candy bowl. Oh, yeah. Buddy.
There's a donkey behind my house in the field behind my house, and it loves the white chalky peppermints. I don't know how we found that out. My neighbor told me, and I just took it as truth and took some out there, and he was right. Like you hold them out, and it comes like galloping up. It really loves the white chalky. I don't know how he discovered that.
You know what I like are those wintergreen breath savers.
I don't know if I've had those.
Like a
that's
life
the ones where when you bite them, that there's sparks.
Is that true? I've always heard that, but I've tried it a few times and I never saw sparks.
Did you turn the lights off?
Damn it! That's what it was.
No, it's definitely real. Scientists have studied it.
Have you seen this with your wintergreen mints? You've done it?
Yes.
Or is it like lighting a fart on fire, where it's just an urban myth that can't be done?
Oh, that's no, true. That is real.
That's absolutely true.
I don't believe it. There's no way.
Care to weigh in?
Oh, man.
Wait, are we on break where I can go get a refill?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, get a refill.
You can get a refill whenever you want, buddy.
Yeah, man.
I just want to say, nothing ridiculous at all happened on that break.
No, we were only going for a moment.
You guys give us enough followers, you'll get to hear those deep cuts, though.
Yep. So I think Ben just worked out a riff on his.
Yeah, I am a huge fan of cucumber in liquid, so I added some cucumber to mine.
our finest dish, cucumber in liquid.
My favorite summer drink. Cucumber in liquid.
It's delicious, man. I don't know why you guys are hating. It's, you know, water, cucumber water.
Yeah.
Cucumber soda water.
That sounds much more better.
Yeah. Cucumber sandwich.
Yeah, but it's in liquid form in all of those cases. So yeah, I mixed it up. I shook it with the cucumber in there, and then I realized after I poured it that I forgot to put the lime in. So then I poured that per Sean's good suggestion. I just squeezed the lime right in the top and then stirred it. So we have a shaken and stirred cucumber mojito. Make sure that you shake the cucumber, but stir the lemon, the lime juice.
That's a bit special.
Very you important.
Call that a Benson.
Yeah, that's the order of things.
If you don't do it like that, you're not drinking a Benson Hito.
That's right. How is it, Ben? I'm really curious.
It is. I haven't actually tasted it. I've just been talking about it.
I'm also curious.
It is not as good.
I was wondering about this.
Yeah, I think it's too sweet because maybe the lime got, you know, didn't get mixed in. I don't know. It's too sweet now. So maybe I added too much. I did simple syrup this time. So that's probably it, too.
I got you.
I forgot that part of the riff.
How much of the simple syrup did you use? Like half the bottle or less?
I'm not really keeping track of it. You know, 5 semi-squeezes. Like you squeeze it and like it out of the container and then you do a second little and you do up to 5 times maximum.
I hope our listeners can follow. This is going to be very hard to replicate.
No, they got it. They got that.
So A half squirt.
I did another riff, and I did a Kraken Black Spiced Rum Mojito.
Ooh.
And at first I was like, I'm probably doing something wrong, but it actually holds up pretty well. It's a little murkier, a little darker, but it's pretty tasty. It's sweeter, definitely, but the spiced rum, I think, helps hold it together and goes well with the mint. So if you only have a dark rum and a spiced rum, I keep it around for baking and for sweets and cakes and things like that. But it'll make a decent mojito. It's not bad.
A darn good dark and stormy it makes also.
Absolutely. I do.
Oh, we need to do a dark and stormy now.
Oh, yeah. That would have been a great rum episode. Darn it.
Yeah.
They're easy to make, too.
I mean, guys, how many did y'all?
There's this,
y'all
there's
grow
this whole
y'all?
Thing in front of us called The Future.
Yeah, man. You've
season
already
two.
Committed to be on 1 out of 10 podcasts. Yep. So.
Just the rum ones. Anytime you guys do a rum podcast,
deal.
All right.
Ben's on board.
It's summertime, man. We're going to do
my ties are
a bunch
up.
Of rum.
So now that we've all had several mojitos and we've all subjected our significant others to them, I think now's a good time for
drinks we make for our wives.
Wives.
Nice. So I think that these are going to fare better than our previous cocktails. So we'll do a little spiel here and a little conglomeration of all of them, and we'll see how it goes.
Refreshing, minty, a taste of lime. I like it.
Ooh, that's yummy. Can you make me more of those?
Pretty good. Quite strong. A little on the sweeter side, but that's how he does go.
The one I had earlier was better without the blueberries.
All right. I think that sounded pretty good.
Yeah.
Wow.
Some of them loved it.
My goodness.
I think 3 out of 4 wives agree that mojitos are good.
Remind me, whose wife doesn't like mojitos?
Mary is the Clarence Thomas of the group.
Ooh.
Whoa.
You said a lot of normal words.
She is dissenting. I got where you're going there. I think you saved it. It's fine.
All she said, because she tried the blueberry mojito riff, all she said was that she thinks the one she had before was better, which was the traditional mojito.
You're not. You got to pick up between the lines, baby.
We heard what she said. She said what she said.
Hated it.
What she meant was, you're the
Sean,
best.
Sean, I hated it.
You're the best. You make the best cocktails, Sean.
Thanks for mansplaining that for her. Awesome.
That's what she meant.
And you did it. You didn't even do your Mary accent. When you do your Mary accent during our guys' weekends, it's so fun.
I modeled it on your impersonation.
You
do the best Mary impersonation. Do your Mary impersonation now.
I have had just enough cocktails to attempt it.
I can't wait.
Aaron or Cade, give me something to say.
Ben, you had a tough day at work and you still have to pump.
Is that the scene or is that the gene test? Sean, I had a tough day at work and I have to pump.
Man, I'm recording a podcast. Leave me alone.
My impression, it was a little, she doesn't have that much of a dip.
Whoa, voice. It sounded that like was there your was. Impression?
I thought your wife just jumped on here.
My wife. So, one thing, Cade, you made an interesting point about the spiced rum. The rum you use will affect the quality of your mojito, I feel like.
I don't know
much rum, but what I do know is the rum that I got now is exponentially better than Bacardi. Ooh. No offense, Bacardi, if you would like to be a sponsor, but
fuck off.
Your rum kind of sucks. Your basic silver rum is a bit harsh, and it reminds me of a gasoline. Certain summer in college as well, where particularly Aaron and Ben drank a particular rum.
In our defense, it was like $11.
Oh my God. For alcohol.
For the handle.
The handle.
I think we can go a step further and also identify like coconut rums, and there are some other rums that are, they almost smell like sunscreen. I would not use those for mojitos. When I visit my mother down in Alabama and I'm digging through her liquor cabinet, I'm like, what do you got here? And she's like, I got some good rum. It's Kenny Chesney rum or something. And I literally thought it was sunscreen. Like, it smelled like sunscreen. I don't think I'm going to drink that.
We used to drink that in college, too. Coconut rum Parrot and cola.
Bay. Parrot Bay. Cruzan.
Yep.
Oh, God.
Malibu.
Y'all remember Admiral Nelson? Like the
knockoff. Oh man, I saw it today. I almost bought some today, but I was like, you know what? Let's
better
get
than
nice
that's like Sailor Jerry. It's like the cheat, the knockoff Sailor Jerry, isn't it? The Admiral.
Yeah.
I think it's the Captain Morgan, the knockoff Captain Morgan.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, true.
How dare you insult Sailor Jerry like that?
Sailor Jerry is delicious.
So rum.
Yeah,
rum
I don't know does. If any of it'll hold up to y'all summer of seafarers, though.
Man, the summer of sea. How many handles? And everybody listening at home, this is not what you should do at all.
I want to hear more about what is the summer of seafarers, because I've never heard this.
We drank seafarers crappy rum an entire summer. I mean, we literally bought a handle every weekend.
It was every day, Aaron. Every day we'd go buy a handle of that stuff.
They refused to buy any other type of liquor because they dubbed it the summer of seafarers. They were like, nope, it sticks. Like, we can only drink seafarers. And
yep.
They committed to it the entire summer.
It's pretty gnarly.
It was disgusting.
Yeah, I think me and you were both taking maybe like one summer class. So me and you would get out, Aaron, and be like, time for drinks. And it's like 8 in the morning.
I know we had British literature that summer.
That's right. Yeah, Brit Lit.
So I think we had a couple. I think we also did like racquetball or something.
I'm sure we did. Yep.
Which one of you graduated with the most PE credits?
That's Aaron a great Ben. Question.
Ooh, I wish we had known that. I had several.
If only there was a way to check what classes you took in college.
I don't want to call it.
I took bowling. I took racquetball multiple times.
Yeah, same.
Here's the thing. I took racquetball, but due to Hurricane Katrina, the racquetball courts were ruined.
Oh, yeah.
And they told me I had to withdraw, and I said, I'm not having a WD on my transcript. What's a comparable class at the same time? And my counselor, she said, the only other thing that's available is women's volleyball, and you're not going to take that. And I said, or am I?
You bet your sweet ass.
And she said, I'm not sure you can. I said, I'm not sure I can't. And a fellow of mine named David and I signed up and we took women's volleyball. And we thought it was going to be a lark. I mean, we thought it was going to be so easy, but we got crushed some days.
For sure.
And they wouldn't let us be on the same team, but still, like, man, we got wrecked some days. It was a ton of fun, and we loved women's volleyball. I still do to this day.
Remember when we played that game of honors volleyball in Speedos?
Yes.
Indoor volleyball. We all wore Speedos.
I don't recall this. I don't think
indoor.
That was
indoor.
Yeah.
Volleyball. It was not on the sand. It was not on the beach. We painted our numbers on our backs. And when the other team was serving, we would turn around and have our rear ends facing them. I think we played the pre-med society.
We did.
Oh, yeah. That's what it was. AED.
Which had several of our professors on there. And
Well, because it was also honors program versus AED. So a lot of the kids on the AED team were also in honors. So it was a really big rivalry match. Yeah.
Yeah. I remember Patty D. Yeah, she was hanging out there. We used to run into her at the beach. We'd go down to Dauphin Island and run into her and wearing our Speedos. Her and her family.
I will say this. Ben is my spirit animal and my partner in wearing Speedos. He's the only person who's worn a Speedo with me everywhere I've recommended it. And
hell yeah.
And I think we've got a few photos of that of us together. And I did some artwork of Ben and I together.
You did. You started our DIY Christmas exchange. Basically, you weren't supposed to do a DIY. There wasn't anything against it, but there wasn't any instruction too. And ever since then, we've been like, we should do DIY more.
Yeah.
Yeah, that thing is awesome, and I'm talking about your package.
Where is that being, Ben?
So it's in my house in South Carolina. I don't reside there currently, though. I'm really sorry. I haven't been able to go back.
So you're subjecting renters to that piece of art?
They actually pay me extra. My tenants pay me $100. I was going to put it in the attic, but they were like, no, leave that down. Every time we do laundry, we want to look at that.
They moved into the bedroom.
That was a labor of love.
Have we described the picture yet?
So it was, you know what, Cade, you did it. You describe it. What am I doing?
Yeah, I really focused on Ben and because it was his gift. And I took a photo of Ben and I that it was him and I posing on the beach wearing Speedos. And we had blue blockers, these like, sunshades that he got from his lab that were like UV blocking sunshades that typically only old men wear. And Ben and I would just prop up on the beach, hand over each other's shoulders, and we would just, when anyone passed by, and we weren't discriminating, male, female, we would just go,
I honestly forgot about that part.
Solid hour. Anyone that walked by.
He just catcalled the whole beach.
The entire beach. Standing there propped up in our Speedos saying, damn. And dropping our shades down just so when they did. But so it was that moment and that we captured in photograph that I put onto a canvas, and then I built a frame around it by hand and stained it and shipped it over, or handed it to him in person, actually, when we met up for New Year's one year.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Down in Asheville.
Yep.
That's right. That was in Asheville.
The blizzard of whatever year that was.
Yeah, the friggin' ice storm New Year's Eve.
2017?
Yep. Was it turning 2017 or turning 2018?
Blizzard of 2018.
Yep.
Asheville got wrecked by an ice storm.
Yeah.
We kept going, we're going to get an Uber. They're going to come.
We couldn't even order pizza or anything. We couldn't go get food. Thankfully, I think we had one frozen pizza for six of us or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And some chips and stuff and popcorn.
Yeah.
Wowzers.
That was crazy.
That was a bit excessive. All right, I think we've explored the mojito. It's a single cocktail. It's definitive. I mean, it's classic. It is a specific thing. I enjoy it. There are some small riffs you can make on it. I can only handle so much mint, but it is. It's refreshing. It's light. It's good.
For me, it's kind of like I can only drink fewer of them than I can gin and tonics. Oh. Gin and tonics, I can kind of drink all night, though, I feel like. So
I don't know. I'm even with that.
You know what I mean? They start to just get so sweet.
The tonic water builds up on me, man. So yeah. I'd say this is equal to a gin and tonic as far as...
I would say I can drink less of these than I can drink gin and tonic.
Though. The sugar?
But what... Yeah, yeah. What I will say is it's very refreshing. And we are in the middle of a heat wave down here. So making it... I made my first one earlier in the day when it was still sweltering at 6 p.m. And I took a sip of that minty, rummy mojito... And it just helped cool me down, man. It felt great. It was refreshing. So it is a very refreshing summer cocktail.
A good summer cocktail. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Sitting around the pool, maybe make a whole bunch of them. And you know what? The ladies do like it, despite what the drinks for our wives
are. 3 out of 4.
If you make a whole pitcher of these by the poolside or to bring down to the beach, it will get drank.
You'll be pretty popular.
It'll get drank.
Nice. Well, guys,
you know, unless you put blueberries in there.
don't put blueberries. Blueberries. Whatever you do.
Yeah. Think about those blueberries. If you want to listen to this podcast, we're on anchor.fm or on Spotify. We're on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Pocket Cast, Overcast, just about any casting app you can imagine.
If we're not available on your platform, drop us a line on Instagram. At @HIII_DADZ. Mm-hmm. That's like high dads, but cooler.
Yeah, yeah. So what do y'all want to do? So we'll do another podcast after this one, believe it or not.
What drink
are y'all thinking?
Paper plane.
Yeah. Paper plane.
Citrusy.
I think everyone's probably waiting for the paper plane.
Ben, are you going to join us for a paper plane?
It depends. As you guys know, I'm predisposed a lot. So
we know you're a transient.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, hit me up, and if I'm free, and you know, you get your people in touch with my people, and we'll see.
Follow Ben. At Ben.
All I can say, thanks, Kate. That was really nice. Appreciate that.
It is literally impossible to get in touch with you because the phone number that you gave us, you don't actually have a service for that phone. So
no,
we can't actually get in touch with you.
You can. I just have to hotspot my other phone to it. So that I just need internet on my main phone, and so I hotspot to the other phone. The issue is if the main phone dies. Listen, you gotta do what you gotta do.
Why can't you just give us the number to your main phone?
I'm not, because my main phone that you're talking about is my work phone, and you're definitely not getting that number.
Well, guys, I hope that you learned a little bit about the mojito. I definitely did. Seriously, I've never made a homemade mojito before this pod. I think it's a one-hit wonder. It's refreshing. It is what it is, and it's tasty. It's simple. It's not hard. It can be whatever you want it to be, though. It's a good drink.
I, for one,
mm-hmm.
hated it.
Really?
Just kidding.
You really?
I don't think so.
I was surprised how much I liked it. You guys kind of asked for input, and I gave you. I said, let's do mojito, and I don't even really like them usually. But I think I've just been getting crappy, you know, Bubba Gump Shrimp Company mojitos.
There you go. There's a noticeable change from Bacardi to like a real rum. And the price difference is not a lot. It's like maybe $1 or $2 more to
rum
go from
is super cheap.
Yeah, to go from Bacardi to something really highly respected and actually good.
We're in a recession. Buy a few bottles of rum. It's
that's hard out there, bro.
Before the shortage, everything's going on shortage now. So before the rum shortage, go stock up.
Mustard. They're gonna run out of mustard too.
What?
Yeah. Somebody, because is that you, Sean? Mustard, you sent that to me.
Yeah, mustard seeds in Canada had a bad crop.
Oh, man. I didn't know mustard seeds grew in Canada.
If you guys have any
hot dog, Chicago.
Well, guys, thanks for joining. Seriously, hope you enjoyed it. Like, subscribe, whatever. Guys, I love you.
I love you. And thank you, Ben. Ben, I love you.
Ben, hey. You're so real.
I love you guys. I'm so real and so going. Yeah, I miss you guys. It's only been a few weeks since I've seen you, but I miss you so much already.
Months ago already.
It was like a week's. Anyway, it's been a pleasure being on. Thank you guys for having me. It's a treat.
Nice. We gonna play any Rocket or?
Let's do it.
All right, Ben, you getting on Rocket?
Sure. Why not?
Yes. Yeah.
See you guys.
See y'all on. Love y'all.
Ooh, can I do the outro?
Boys. Do it.
Yeah, Ben's doing the outro.
Yes. Honors.
Bye, dads.